All right, Marty Lurie here, Derek Lund. Nice to see you back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yeah, so tell us about Sacramento, what you worked on, what's different now. You look like you lost a couple of pounds, too.
Not too much, a little bit. You know, eating a lot of Chipotle and Chick-fil-A. But pretty much just, you know, refining my mechanics a little bit more. Fine-tuning, I should say. You know, leaving here, didn't really have much confidence. They did a great job putting me in situations where I could succeed, so that helped a lot. And one of the main focal points for me was really focusing on differentiating the speed between my slider and curveball, because they ended up being pretty much one pitch before I left, so hitters could pretty much sit on one pitch. So for the most part, it was that. And I mean, I feel like I've done a pretty good job at getting to where I needed to be here in September.
How's your velocity?
It's been good. Same as always. Okay. You know, floats around, you know, low 90s, mid 90s here and there every once in a while when I want to throw it up there.
But, you know, it's, look, you're a ball player, and, you know, we can see this as players go through careers. You got hit hard at the end, and it is hardly, why? Why does something like that happen?
I think just lack of confidence in the pitches I was throwing is pretty much one of the main things. I mean, last year I was throwing pitches. It didn't matter what I was throwing. I knew it was going to be an out. And even if it wasn't, it wasn't going to get hit hard. And this year it was like I was really fighting myself. And I'm like, I'm not sure about the pitch. You throw it and line drive over your head.
You could see it.
So for me, for that, I think it was more of a confidence thing, especially down there. Early on, you know, I was walking guys. I wasn't attacking hitters. And that's not me at all. And I just kind of hit a point where I was like, I just need to start going at these guys because they're not going to hit me. You know, I started watching some film from last year and kind of tried to mimic my mechanics, as you would say, as best as I could. And one of those couple games where it just kind of got into a little groove. And after that, I got my confidence back. And like I said, they put me in successful situations, which helped a lot.
Well, it's going to be fun to see you back here. We missed you, you know. Come on, the corner's a little different over there now.
a little bit different. Same vibes, though.
All right. Who did you work with on refining mechanics in Sacramento?
Dwight Bernard. He's the AAA pitching coach. He helped a lot, you know, him and myself, especially the first couple games down there. You know, he watched some film on me, and, you know, he would point out something here and there. And I'd be like, all right, sure. I mean, there was a lot of games I was throwing, and then I would throw the next day in a bullpen just to try and, you know, get out of this funk that I was in. And, I mean, I was almost throwing, not every day, but, you know, I would take time off when my arm wasn't feeling good. But if it was feeling good, I was, you know, instead of throwing a flat ground, I was throwing off the bump a little bit just to, you know, get off the mound. So that kind of helped a little bit, too.
Very good. Glad to have Derek Lund back with us here. Life in Sacramento and the AAA, 6 a.m. flights and the food and all that, it's not the big leagues.
It's not as bad as everybody thinks it is. Waking up early, I'm not an early wake-up person, but, you know, you get used to it a little bit. And for me, it's exciting to go to different places I've never been before. So that's kind of how I took it and how I looked at it, so that's what made it good for me.
Any cities that you liked?
I liked El Paso, Texas. It's a sleeper town. You know, we stayed like right next to the college campus, so there's a bunch of restaurants and stuff, good food. Salt Lake's good. Reno's fun because of the casinos. I mean, they were all good to me. I didn't mind any of them. You know, I just had a good time.
Oh, very good.
Well, glad to have you back, and you had the big league money, so you could have fun.
Yeah, not worried about that.
All right, good to have you. Thanks, Derek.
See you, Mark.
More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.